got the world on a string, sitting on a rainbow.
Welcome back to Matt Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Well, a development, actually two developments, in assault cases brought by women against Donald Trump. One was brought by a woman named Summer Zervos, Z-E-R-V-O-S. Her first name is Summer, like fall, winter, and spring. In fact, remember the old Howdy Doody show? If you remember the Howdy Doody programs a long, long time ago, there was a character called Princess Summer, Fall, Winter, Spring. Well, this one is just Summer. Summer Zervos. Summer Zervos competed in Trump's Apprentice show. And she alleges that he sexually assaulted her on the set of that show. Obviously not on a TV camera. Trump had a penchant. He would go, you know, he sponsored the Miss Universe concerts, contest, for instance, and a teen beauty contest. And he was alleged that occasionally he'd just walk back through the dressing rooms and everybody would scream and close the doors. Maybe some of them didn't close the doors. Who knows? This guy is accused by Summer Zervos of sexually assaulting her. Well, a judge just ruled that he must give a deposition and he must do it by December 23rd. Now, what's significant about that is a deposition is under oath, is a court reporter, lawyers for either side. He will try to keep the transcript secret, confidential. Undoubtedly, if she has a good lawyer, it's going to be videotaped. They may urge the court not to keep it confidential. And as a practical matter, confidentiality orders are fairly rare. In other words, you might want them in a patent case. If you have to discuss, for instance, if you had to discuss the details of a trade secret, how it related to a patent, whether it was prior art and all of that, how it's different. You may not want all of that out in public in case you win the case. Sexual things frequently are subject to protective orders, but this particular one, if the injured person wants it revealed, who knows? And not only that, if in defiance of a protective order, it gets released anyway, which does happen. The point is that Donald Trump can't afford to give a deposition. He'll be sitting there answering questions that are very specific. He'll have a hard time denying them because if you deny it under oath, it's perjury, it's felony, 5 years in prison. He'll frequently say, I don't recall. He'll say, no, I don't, that's not true, but I don't recall it. That little weasel word, I don't recall, gets you off of perjury. You know, they'll say, yesterday, did you shoot a guy in the bar? I don't recall. I mean, quite literally. Now, this happened a long time ago. This guy's bad news. This guy's very bad news. But if he is deposed and that video gets out, you're going to see that all over the place in a lot of political ads. There's another woman named Jean Carroll who alleges that he actually raped her in the dressing room of Bergdorf Goodman while she was changing into a dress or out of a dress. He just walked in. There was nobody around that part of the thing and had his way. And she was so shocked and overwhelmed. He claims that it didn't happen, but he also called her a whore and several other things and said she wasn't his type. That's his defense. It's not my type. You know, when they said that, were you in the Moscow hotel room when they taped you for the steal? Report the Steele video. Instead of just saying no, if you'd asked Abraham Lincoln that, given different technology and adversaries in 1861, he would have said no. No. This guy kind of puts his palms up. If you take a look, Google a video of his denying it, and he goes, why would I do that? I'm a germaphobe. Why would I do that? I know they have these tiny little cameras all over the place. And he put his hands up over his eyes like little binoculars, peering around. It was a most inauthentic line that I've ever seen in my life. That steel video happened. So Jean Carroll, it's not just, no, it didn't happen. No, it's, she's not my type. She's a whore and all this. Well, how does he know she's a whore, which she isn't, if she's not your type and you didn't do anything? The bottom line, though, is she's asked for a DNA sample. And remember, with Monica Lewinsky and Bill Clinton, that fake impeachment that started out as a Whitewater investigation, the Republicans used to get at Clinton's sex life, which prosecutors aren't supposed to do, and nothing to do with anything. And there was a request, an imminent request for a DNA sample there. There's a request for a DNA sample from Trump. Now, they could simply follow him at Mar-a-Lago and pick up a coffee cup or pick up, you know, I mean, the guy, you know, chows down quite rapaciously. I'm sure there's some fang marks in a steak somewhere they could get. But, you know, look, that's nasty stuff. This is very, very nasty. The point of the matter is that that will be pursued, too, by motion. So you can stand by. In the upcoming months, certainly by December 23rd, he's going to have to give a deposition to Summer Zervos's lawyer, and he's going to have to respond to Jean Carroll's demand for discovery, including a DNA sample. Well, another court development, and I think this is a very, 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 very good turn of events. You know, the big lie is sweeping the country. And increasingly, Republicans, even mainstream, are saying there was something wrong with the election, and they're starting cyber ninja audits. Voss has started one here in Wisconsin, hiring Gableman and some gorillas to go around and scare clerks, that kind of thing. Well, North Carolina, they took care of business. They took care of business. Associates of the former Republican governor, Pat McCrory, down there, said that there was skullduggery in North Carolina. And they said that they named four people who they said voted twice. That was a lie. These people hadn't voted twice. And they sued these people. They sued them, the people who said that, for libel, because they said, look, voting twice is a felony. They have inferentially accused us of committing a felony. We want money damages. And the other guy said, well, you know, maybe we were mistaken. The judge said, no. This case can go forward. You are going to pony up some coin of the realm. You're going to pony up serious cash unless you can prove they voted twice and they didn't vote twice. So one way to handle this with these Republicans around the country with the big lie, and, you know, for instance, with Dominion lying about the Dominion machines, that has resulted in several lawsuits by Dominion for over $1 billion because it's the ruination of a company. And those people are on the hook. Now, what they can do is declare bankruptcy, but there are certain kinds of debts that are not dischargeable in bankruptcy, and one of them is based on intentional conduct and fraud. And I suspect that Dominion in that case is going to argue that any damages they get are not dischargeable in bankruptcy, and they'll garnish these people the rest of their lives. Wherever they raise their ugly head, garnish their bank accounts forever. Well, North Carolina, these four people go, we didn't vote twice. That's a felony. And these people are going to pay serious coin in the realm out of this. And it's about time. We're going to a break. Line's still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.
Sitting on a rainbow, got the string around my finger. What a world.